listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Pastor Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie. Tomorrow morning is Sunday morning, a time that we should worship the Lord. So you need to be in somebody's church tomorrow morning, praising God, being delivered, being healed, whatever you're going through. I don't care how heavy your problem is, if you just take it to the Lord and he can handle it. Come visit us tomorrow morning. Our Sunday school starts at 11 o'clock. Our morning service starts at noon. You can give us a call at 561-718-2361. If you need a ride, call us. We'll be more than happy to come pick you up so that we can fellowship together, so that we can call on the Lord together, so that we can be able to worship God together. And the Bible says that if we call God by his name, he will heal the land. And along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and all the church members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship, we want to say good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. That is our motto that we say every Sunday. As a matter of fact, I say that every morning that I get up. And repeat after me. Here we go. Let's say our motto. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I know that I might have put a smile on somebody's face, put a joy in somebody's heart. I know that the enemy is sure enough mad now because he knows that we know the truth and that we have joy. And this truly, truly is the day that the Lord has made. It truly, truly is a day that we have never seen before. And I thank God that he allowed us to get up this morning so that we'll be able to see the beautiful, beautiful work that the Lord has made. I know somewhere in this world, somebody laid down last night, had all the tensions in the world to get up and probably turn to WCNO 89.9 FM to listen to this program or go to the grocery store or go somewhere with their picnic on their wives or do something with the son. But they laid down last night. And for some reason or another, they didn't wake up this morning. But as long as the Lord had put breath in this old body and we are up, guess what we're going to do today? We're going to lift up the name of Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. While I'm still alive, while I got breath in this body, I need to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. At First Church Fivefold Fellowship on September the 19th, 2015, we're going to do a marriage seminar. And the theme is just keep doing it. And if you want to know what the theme means, you need to come to this marriage seminar to find out what the theme is all about. And you can reach me at 561-718-2361 for more information. And the marriage seminar will be held at First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. And it will be at 2855 Brighton Street. And the time will be at noon on that Saturday, September the 19th, 2015. And if you're thinking about getting married, that's the place to be. And if you are newlywed, that still is the place to be. And if you've been married for a long time, it seems like you don't lost the lust, the joy, the glow, you just don't have no more, that's the place to be. Because we truly need to understand what marriage is all about. We're here to help those that want to get married to understand what marriage it is. And those that are married, how to bring back that fire. Ooh, kindle that stuff back into your marriage. Come on September the 19th at noon to the marriage seminar. And the theme is just keep doing it. If you want to know more about it, call me at 561-718-2361. And we'll give you all the information and that you need. And if you want to call in today in this program, you can dial 772-221-1100. And toll-free number is 888-221-8990. So our topic today will be fulfilling God's purpose. Do you know what God's purpose is in your life? Are you sure that you are fulfilling God's purpose? How do I know what God's purpose is? And if you come to love the Lord, you need to understand this, that you should be aware that God did not place us on this earth so that we can just drift around aimlessly without nothing. But we need to know that God placed us here for a reason while we are on this earth. And we need to know that that purpose that God has put us here is to fulfill his purpose for us. In the scripture that we are coming from, in Romans 8 and 28, and it says, we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Go ahead, caller, you on there.
Hey, this is Leonard. I wanted to know, I am happily married for 2 years. I am an older guy. This is my second marriage. And I'm wondering if you can offer me some suggestions on how to further glorify God through my marriage.
That's a good question. What I suggest is that you and your wife, y'all pray together.
We do.
Y'all study together.
Yes.
Okay. When things get tough and things get rough, and somebody, you know, get on the wrong side of the bed, somebody had to be able.
Always do.
Somebody got to be able to fall on their knees and just begin to pray. And I have learned since I've been married how to put God into our lives and put God ahead of everything else. Because if I can love Jesus, who I never seen, I should have no problem loving somebody that I see every day. And we got to learn how to be patient with each other. And love.
I'm a first time listener, and your message touched me.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank God. I hope that you can come out to the seminar on September the 19th.
Where's the seminar again? It's September when?
September the 19th.
And where's it located again, sir?
It's 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
2855 Brighton Street.
Brighton. Brighton.
Brighton Street.
Yes.
2855 Brighton Street.
Yes. Yeah, you can give me a call at 561-718-2361. And I can give you
thank
directions
you,
and how to get there. And you be blessed.
I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. A marriage seminar, that's a good thing when you can really love somebody and treat a person. But what we understand a lot of times when we get in love, sometimes it's different with being loving somebody and being in love. That's a whole different meaning. You can love somebody, but you might not be in love. And I heard that a lot of times. And when you be in love with somebody, you try your best to do whatever you can to please that person. You do whatever it takes to please that person. And this is what we need to do with God. As we say we love the Lord, then we should do whatever it is to please the Lord. But if we don't know our purpose and don't know what we need to do for the Lord, then how can we fulfill what God has for us? If we don't know who Christ is, if we don't know the word of God and let the word of God gravitate into our inner being, and let the word of God lead us and guide us through all things by his spirit. Marriage is a wonderful thing. It is. It's a wonderful thing. I love being married. Matter of fact, this is my fourth marriage. Yes, I know somebody may be cringing, but let me tell you, I've been married full time. I don't have no shame. But what I understand is God don't want us to be in a relationship where you've been beaten, physically abused. That's not a marriage. God said we need to love each other, one another. Be patient, be kind, be wise. That's what marriage is all about. Giving and taking, what marriage is all about. It's not a dictatorship. I know they used to say, well, when you're married, you still married to your first wife, but I don't believe that. If somebody don't want you, how can you still marry somebody who don't want you? So come out to the marriage seminar, and we will have a good time. And just keep doing it. That is the thing. So now our purpose in God's life, so we must know what God had given us. And we must do according to his purpose. Not my purpose, not your purpose, not what you think. But God has a set aside a purpose and a plan for each and every individual that's in this world. Everybody got a purpose. Everybody got according to the word of God. And what God wants us to be is to be content in his service. When we are serving God, we need to be content. We need to show some love and some understanding. We need to be able to do what God has called us to do. My God. Doing what God calls to do is a wonderful thing. I really? Wait, caller, you on there?
Yes, I would just like to comment on the man that called in on marriage.
Yeah, could you turn the radio down just a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, and just to comment on what you were saying, love is not being self-centered. Love is taking your wife's emotions and even your emotions. A lot of people stop communicating with each other and telling each other how beautiful or how handsome they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that when you fall in love with the person, even though life changes them, you know, we go through, women go through birthing stages, they put on weight. The woman is still beautiful. She has not stopped being who she is when she came into the marriage. So I do believe that, you know, marriage is a communication piece between two people.
Yes, it is.
And you have to continue that. You have to continue to listen to each other. Neither party has changed. It's just the responsibilities that changes the people, and it's the pressures of life. So they begin to see each other differently, and then they stop respecting each other because of the pressures of life.
Amen. I love you too, baby. I know who this is. That's my sweet wife, Pastor Betty Whitaker. Praise the Lord. But I understand what you're saying, Apostle, and what it is that a lot of times most of the problems that we have in marriage is communication. Nobody wants to talk to nobody. And most of the time, check this out. Now, most of the time, when an argument comes up, it's all about a misunderstanding. Somebody says something, and other person quite don't understand it. But for some reason or other, they don't have a way that they can say, well, I don't understand what you said. Can you repeat yourself? But they just walk off and be mad, be all upset, and the argument could have been stopped right then. If somebody would say, I don't understand, can you repeat yourself? Can you explain yourself what you mean? That's what I found out a lot of times. Communication is the biggest problem in relationship.
Communication and listening.
Yes. And
to each other.
Yes. And most of us men folks, we don't know how to communicate. We have a problem with communication. We want to communicate. And then you say, have some women, I don't know why y'all, I'm going to say this, but I hope I don't get beat when I get home. Y'all let get the last word. Got to have that last word. I don't care how you say it, we got to have less with. But it's not about that. It's not about The way me and my wife marriage is not about who's right and wrong, but when we find out there's a problem, how are we going to fix the problem? So we got to learn how to stop pointing fingers at each other. And once you find out what the problem is in a marriage, okay, now we know the problem is now. How are we going to fix it? Come to a solution to the problem, then you can move on.
Yes, and you have to at least walk away. Somebody has to be the better person to walk away, calm down, relax, and then come back and then see how we can resolve the problem.
Yes.
You can't resolve a problem mad, because if you're mad, then it's just going to escalate.
Yes, and I know
somebody has to be the better person.
Yes, and I know in our marriage, we don't go to bed unless we get our problem squared away. And that's what the Bible says. Do not go to bed looking for the wrath catch you. I refuse to do that. If I got to stay up all night long, we're going to talk about it and we're going to work it out. I'm not going to get in my bed and be mad and wake up mad and go to work mad and be mad all day long. I'm not going to do that. We're going to work it out and get it done. It's very simple.
I am so looking forward to your marriage seminar, and we hope that we can have some pointers for people just going through life, because I've been married a second time.
Yes.
You've been married. This is your fourth time.
And last.
So, and at some point, you know, between that, I think that, you know, you have gotten it right. I have gotten it right.
Yes.
Because, you know, my first marriage taught me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew what to bring into my second marriage, because there's a lot of men and women that like control, and nobody likes to be controlled by the other party. So once we get that, once people get that out of the way, it's not a control issue, it's a togetherness issue.
Yes, it is.
Then I think marriages will be wholesome.
Yes, it is.
And yep. And don't come in saying, well, if it doesn't work, you know, I can get out of this.
Yeah.
And divorce is not always the answer.
Yes.
But you're doing a wonderful job, Apostle. Keep it up.
Okay. Fix my breakfast. I'll be home at the while. All right. Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
And she is so right. We got to learn how to work together in a marriage. We got to learn how to stay together. And don't go get into a marriage with the idea that I can get a divorce. You might as well not get married at all, because there are going to be some ups and there are going to be some downs. So what going to happen when these things get really rough? Are you going to be able to stand? Are you going to quit? So in a marriage, there have to be some giving and some taking. And like you say, somebody had to be the bigger person. And somebody just going to have to say, okay. And what I learned in my marriage, I don't lie an argument to pursue in my marriage. I let my wife be right, whether she's wrong or not. I said, baby, you're right. See, I learned how to see things and learn how to diffuse the situation before it gets out of hand. So we got to learn how to recognize things when things are finna get out of hand. So somebody got to say, hey, you right, and move on. Hey, that's okay, now you right. No, we got a problem. So now how are we going to fix the problem? Now we know we got to come up with a solution. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel about marriage. 772-221-1100, a toll-free number, 888-221-8990. And marriage is a beautiful thing. I'm here to tell you, it is a lovely thing. God couldn't have made it no better when he instituted marriage. It was a good thing that he did. And God had a purpose and a plan for marriage and doing what he did, so that we are able to live one another. All other animals had a mate except for man. And God was the one who created the woman. Go ahead, caller, you on the air.
Hey, I'm on my way to work. My name is Steven Soto, and I just heard you speaking to somebody about marriage. And I'm only 24 years old, but I believe that marriages are an example of the relationship between Christ and the church. And when the world sees how a husband treats his wife, he should see how Christ treats the church. And when the world sees how the wife treats her husband, she should see how Christ responds to the church. And as long as we have our priorities straight, we put God first, and we pray, because, you know, the devil is after godly marriages. You know, he really is after godly marriages. As long as we pray and do spiritual warfare and we stand on the word of God, I believe everything should be okay.
Amen. You're right. The enemy like to divide the house. And once you divide the house, then he can conquer. That's why the enemy does not want marriage, because he knows there is power in marriage. When you come together, there is great power and nothing that he can do. Nothing.
Amen.
So I sure appreciate you coming in, brother. And you be blessed.
All right. Amen. Yours were in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. All right. God bless you. Yes, Lord. The enemy. Go ahead, Carly. You on there?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. I just have a question. Me and my husband are divorced now, but we were married 35 years, and we have 3 grown children now. But they, you know, one of them is in trouble, but the other two, you know, they're around.
Mm-hmm.
But he divorced me in 2010 because he was, when, you know, things started getting, you know, messed up, like, during the marriage, and he got on drugs real, real bad. And I put up, you know, I dealt with that for 17 years,
mm-hmm.
and it had got to the point where I couldn't take anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I guess I fell out of love with him, and because we didn't, you know, we weren't intimacy no more.
Right.
And I just want to know, do you think that was my fault? He divorced me anyway because he met somebody else. But do you think I should have just kept on, you know, with that, or did I do wrong by? I felt like I fell out of love with him because I was going through so much because he was on drugs real bad. So do you think that was my fault?
No, ma'am. I really don't, because if a person gets to the point where they don't want you, and you can't force nobody to love you, you can't force nobody to have you. So if he got to the point, and when he got on drugs, there had to be a problem somewhere that he wasn't able to talk about or wouldn't be able to share with you.
Right.
So what he did, then he turned to other alternatives.
Yeah.
So you was not at fault. You did the right thing, because I would do the same thing too. If I'm with somebody in drugs and, you know, just don't love me, ain't no sense of being together. Amen?
That's true. Amen. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of callers coming in. Go ahead, caller, you on there?
Hi, I have a similar situation that you was discussing with the young lady that called in and stated that her husband was on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is to you, my marriage, I've been married with this guy for 5 years, and we've been separated like for 2 years, and we have 3 little kids together, all under the age of 5. And we didn't consult God before we got married. But my thing is, I'm having a hard time with either just walking away or either staying in the marriage, because he don't support me. He don't support the kids. He don't do nothing. And the only thing we do is constantly argue and fight. And I'm just at a breaking point right now.
I think your self-esteem and your health is more important, because if you continue to stay in the relationship, somebody going to end up getting hurt if you're arguing and doing stuff like that. Because if he don't take care of his kid, how can a man, I'm talking about a real man, will always take his responsibility. So I suggest that you need to seek some spiritual counsel on that situation. I tell you what, give me a call after I get a radio station, because I'm getting close to the end. And my phone number is 561-718.
561.
Yeah, 718.
718-23-23-61-61. Thank you.
Call me in about 10 minutes and I'll be off the radio station.
Okay.
All right, God bless you, sister. All right. And we'll get another caller. Call you on there.
Yes, I would like to comment on the young lady that just called in.
Okay.
Regarding her marriage situation right now. Where the husband is not being supportive of her. What you need to do is to really, just like what you said, seek spiritual counseling. But if you have a pastor, I believe that you should go to your pastor and just have him to sit down to counsel the both of you. see where the problem really lies with him, because there is an underlying problem with him, the reason why he doesn't want to take responsibility. And a lot of times, I'm not just saying that, you know, this is your case, but a lot of times men try to marry women like their mother. If their mother is doing everything in the household, then they tend to pull back. A lot of times we have control issues that we don't know that we're trying to control things, and the man feels that, you know, his manhood is being stripped away from the control, and he'll just let you do everything.
Amen.
Not seeing what you're really needing or what you're asking him to do, because he feels that no matter what he does, you're putting him down. So you need to have somebody to look into that to help you to see the whole picture.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, caller. We got about another minute left on the program.
Thank you.
And we want to thank everybody from calling in. So if the young lady just called a few minutes ago, please call me after I get us a radio station, and we can talk and give you some more spiritual advice on that situation. That was my wife, and what she said is so correct. There is an underlying problem somewhere. And a lot of times, us men folks, we don't know how to express ourselves. And that's where we get ourselves in trouble, because we really have a hard time in loving. And that's why the Bible commands the man to love his wife. Never command the woman. Told the man, love your wife as Christ loved the church, because we need to learn how to love, because we more physical and ladies are more emotional. So this is the Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church, 5-4 Fellowship, in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And we are having the marriage seminar on September the 19th at noon. And the address is 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. You can call me at 561-718-2361. And the theme is just keep doing it. And if you want to find out more about the theme, come to the seminar and we will have a good time in the theme. And we will get more into details on marriage and how to be successful in your marriage and how to keep bringing that fire back into a marriage. Because when you be married such a long time, sometimes we take other people for granted. And once we take other people for granted, then that's when things begin to fall apart. So this is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker. Hi. First Church, 5-4 Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So we praying that God will bless you and God will guide you and God will lead you into all things that you need to do. In the name of Jesus, amen. I want to thank my wife for calling in and helping me out today. And make sure that the young lady definitely call us and we can talk to you and then give you some more spiritual advice. Anybody else that want to call, please feel free to call. And I'm hoping that we have a good turnout and the marriage seminar, because I think it's truly needed this day and age, because so many marriages are falling apart. It's time for somebody to really take this step and move forward. Have a blessed day. Apostle, Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
Jesus, I've forgotten the words that you have spoken, promises that burn within my heart have now grown dim. With a doubting heart I follow.